Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lusop Key of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Coach, welcome back. Hard to believe, but we have officially reached the end of season recap episode. It's been a wild, very memorable year for Brunswick High. Region champions, big wins, resilience, a little playoff run. So just appreciate you joining me today for this last episode of the season. Before we dive in, just real quick, when you step back and take just one look at the season as a whole, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
The biggest thing that, you know, that I see, Cam, is the growth that our team made from beginning to end, and just, you know, all the hard work that our guys put in. And, you know, I think, you know, that started, you know, with early morning workouts back in January and through spring practice, through summer practice, and then through our season. Just the resiliency, the hard work that guys have put in. I think that's been a lot of the positive things that you can look back at our season, mm-hmm. and you can see some things, some guys develop the development, you know, from the start, you know, to the finish. I think that those are things that you can look back and, you know, the senior class, you know, they finish as, you know, three-time region champ, three-time yep. city champ. You know, those guys, you know, have been a part of a lot of football games here at Brunswick High School. And, you know, so they're going to leave out a legacy and, you know, go on and, you know, hopefully have some opportunities to play at the next level. And I think that those guys, you know, the legacy that they've left and is going to be something to build on for the next class.
Yeah, I mean, this class definitely had a great run at Brunswick High. And I'm sure, I mean – I know all of them are going to be missed, and, you know, they'll get back up and hopefully to see a good bit of them playing at the next level. And, you know, we got next year's seniors coming up. They've been right behind them the whole time, playing alongside them, learning from them. So, I mean, got to take a little bit of deposit out of it and, you know, just look forward to the future and seeing what all these players can grow into. But right now, let's take a little rewind back to the start. That first month of the season, team was still, I'm not going to say figuring it out, but they were a slower start with the opening loss. You know, you had new faces, tough opponents. After that first loss, how proud are you of how quickly this group of players were able to settle in, like, and find its own identity for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it started with, you know, a tough scrimmage game against Ware County. Even battling through a downpour, you know, with the weather. But those guys, you know, they really, you know, played a great opponent with Ware. And, yep. you know, we had to do that to get ready to play Camden game one. And, you know, we were really resilient in that game. And our guys never quit during that game. They played really hard. But they had to realize, you know, this is varsity level. You know, it's not JV. You know, we had guys in new roles, you know, graduated a lot of seniors last year. So we had some new faces, like you said, that really had to step up and take on that role. And, you know, they really made the progression throughout the season. And, you know, to play a tough team like Camden early in the season, that's what you want to see where you're at and what you got to get fixed yep. before you go into, you know, the region season. But, yeah, our guys, you know, I think, just the development there and then, you know, their willingness to get back in the film room and get back out of practice and, you know, really go from there of being focused every week. I think that was, you know, that was a good thing to see from our mm-hmm. team early on.
Yeah, and it was good to see, especially, like, you know, when you play two tough opponents like that to start out, it really can help you discover weaknesses that you didn't see in your, you know, off-season training and, you know, just your – normal practices. It can help you identify those things that you can build on to midseason. Before we get to midseason, I wanted to remind everyone that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So when we got to that mid-season stretch, region games started to pick up. It's when you can say they really hit that good stride, and you could just see everything was clicking week in, week out, which really allowed you to start stacking up some pretty good wins. Offensively and defensively, you saw a pile of players step up into big roles. Running game, passing game, other playmakers on both sides of the ball, both sides of the line. Really, everybody started to come into each position and form as a full unit. Who were some like individual units just throughout the season that you kind of want to just shout out or give, you know, some praise to that really changed things up for this team throughout the duration of it?
I mean, one I got to start with our quarterback, Grant Moore.
He's been
remarkable all season long. And, you know, just his leadership and, you know, him leading our offense and our team has just been a blessing to have. And, you know, I think that he is a true dual threat quarterback, and, you know, he doesn't get the respect that he deserves a lot of the time. And he has done a really good job of learning the offense and really developing a relationship with his players so that, you know, they can all be on the same page. But I think that he's done a phenomenal job with that in his career here at Brunswick High School.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, just other people that really stand out is, you know, our running back group, you know, the Wolfpack. I think they definitely have done a really good job of, you know, being unselfish. I think that was the one thing that they've done a lot of. It doesn't matter if it's Nigel touching the ball or JoJo or Brody. You know, those guys were really rotating in, and for the most part, they did a really good job of, you know, with their vision, reading blocks, helping out in pass protection, and being utilized, you know, in the pass game as well. And then, you know, our defensive backs, I think, did a really good job, you know, with, you know, creating turnovers for us this year.
Yep.
They really stepped up, you know, had some guys graduate and had some guys that had to step in and get some playing time, you know, with graduation. We, you know, Zion Rankin's a guy that really stands out a lot, Samir Dobbins. And then, you know, just I think our two inside linebackers really have, you know, they played behind Caleb Butler and Jayshon mm-hmm. Towns. And when those guys graduated, Adrian Verland and Braylon Johnson come in to, you know, it's their time right now, and they made the most of their opportunity. You know, Braylon put it, you know, I think they're both over 100 tackles, and Adrian finished the season. So they were always around the football, finding the ball. And then, you know, I think, you know, the trenches, that's offense and defensive line, both units, you know, they really stepped up, you know, throughout the season. And I think they did a really good job of getting better week in and week out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that that's got to be a key thing. You know, that's where the game is won and lost is in the trenches.
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, it's, I mean, you can sit here and name everybody. It's just like all around just the way this team has one after the other. If one man went down, the next one stepped up and just performed to the best of their ability. And just you could see the way this unit was just one after the other, just ready to go out there and give it all for the win. Real quick, before we get into anything else, we're going to take a quick break on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lousaabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. So, you know, once region play rolled around, everything started to get a little tight. Effingham, Statesboro, South Effingham, Brunswick, everyone's, you know, fighting to get to the top. And somehow, through all of everything, you were able to keep this team focused. How did you keep them just locked in and game after game going out there and winning games under all that pressure?
I mean, that's, you said it's one game at a time. You know, when you get in the region season, that's what you got to take it one game at a time. You can't look ahead or you can't, you know, think about the past games. You know,
yeah.
We did run into a bump in the middle of the season versus Statesboro, you know, and they have a really good football team. And, you know, that night they were, you know, they got us, you know, and I think that learning from that game and moving forward, the things that we had to do to win out, and we had to have a little bit of help at the end to win the region.
Yep.
But we had to do our part and just take it one game at a time and control what we can control. I think that was the biggest thing. But the resiliency of our team, you know, you look back at the city championship, that was a heck of a game by both teams, you know, being down and then coming back and, you know, scoring at the very end and that getting the onside kicks. I think those were so important in that game, and our guys really stepped up to that challenge. But I think that, you know, every time, you know, the focus was always, you know, every week, one game at a time.
Yeah,
I think, and our guys really took that approach and took that business-like approach and did a good job with that.
Yeah, and, you know, earlier you were saying, you know, when you're going through the region, you did everything you had to do. You had a bump with Statesboro, but after that, you knew what you had to do and then have some help. So looking back at that help, the South Effingham game, you did what you had to do. You went out and won. And then everybody's sitting there, you know, around refreshing, watching, waiting for that Effingham-Statesboro finish. Then Effingham pulls it out, and suddenly Brunswick is the region champion. What was that moment like for you and all the players and coaches to literally have the win done, step one, and then just step two, just waiting to see what happens to know what the result's going to be for y'all?
Yeah, I mean, that was a great moment. And I think, you know, our guys, we finished the game, and then we came back over to the field house, and we were waiting for Statesboro and Effingham game to get over, which it went into overtime, and our guys were able to actually watch it live and
yeah.
And you know, see that, you know, Effingham came out on top, and which made us the region champ. So that was an exciting moment, you know, for our team. And, you know, our guys, you know, were really happy, and I think that worked out well.
It ended up working out, got the region title. But then once you got it, you got able to hit a bye week, you know, hit a little reset. What was it like for, at that standpoint, you know, I know we touched on it earlier, but just to have that much going on to, you know, to stay in and playing for all, everything that you're playing for, and then just to be able to have that bye week to be able to kind of not reset, but, you know, kind of realign the focus to look towards the playoffs at that point.
Yeah, I think, you know, one is when you get the one seed, you don't have to travel the first round of the playoffs. And we were matched up with a region that if we were a three or a four, you got to go on the road, and you're going to have to make a trip, and it's going to be, you know, over a couple hundred miles. And, you know, so that was a really good thing to get to play at home. And to have the bye week as well. Like you said, you get a chance to refocus and reset your mind to the playoffs now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's win or go home, and, you know, a lot of things matter, you know, at that time. And you've got to be able to refocus and take one game at a time and, you know, put your best foot forward. And you got to put your best effort on the field in the playoffs, because there's no bad teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, but real quick, before we get to another question, I just wanted to give everybody a quick reminder that you're listening to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Once you get in there, and just from a leadership standpoint, you as a coach, how big were the seniors during that stretch? Just keeping everyone on the, you know, all the younger guys, like we talked about earlier, they're learning from these seniors, and, you know, honestly, like, they're looking up to them to continue on next year. So having those seniors also in a leadership standpoint, how big were they to keep everyone hungry win after win into the region and into the playoffs?
I mean, when you look back, you know, at the senior class, they've made the playoffs every single year. They know what it takes to win a playoff game. So a lot of those younger guys really relied on the older guys for their experience. And I think that, you know, you're playing for your brother next to you. You're playing for your teammate. And, you know, like I said, this group is a really, you know, tight-knit group. And I think that those guys, you know, really genuinely cared about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that speaks a lot about our team. And, you know, so going into the playoffs, those guys really, you know, set the mindset and practice of what we needed to do to be able to advance in the playoffs. And I think, you know, our guys came ready to work every single day at practice, and we had a few extra days to prepare, you know, during that bye week that, you know, helped us prepare in the first round.
Yeah, it, you know, and I loved seeing everybody out there, you know, seeing the way that you could tell there was just a different level of hunger out of those guys, just those seniors wanting to go out there and get the job done, especially for the school, for, you know, and the entire team, as much as they can do. It was really great to see. But before we get into the playoff run, just wanted to say that we will be right back on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it, good.
Get it, got it, good.
Get it, got it, good.
Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with Mobile Pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parker's, and Optum Orthopedics. So you make it through regular season. You got a first round at home. Round one comes around. Brunswick put up one of the most explosive, sorry, not most, I mean, sorry, not one of, put up the most explosive performance in the school history, 78-30 over Winterboro. Games like that usually can show a pretty good amount of, like, a team depth with speed, conditioning, execution, all of it. With all of that being said, what stood out to you the most about your team's performance that night?
I mean, I think everybody was, you know, locked in and focused. I think that was the key thing that, you know, our guys wanted to go out and, you know, we talked to our guys about playing their best in the playoffs. And I think that, you know, going into that first round game, you know, our guys were really locked in. Like I said, we had a few extra days to prepare, you know, and that showed, you know, and we had to settle in, you know, that during that first quarter, you know. It was going back and forth there. You know, Winterboro had a really good running back, and we had to make sure that we tackled him well and fitted up things right. And then offensively, you know, going out and performing and getting the ball in our playmakers' hands and those guys doing a really good job and, you know, scoring touchdowns, making sure we're handling up front in the trenches on both sides. So I think it was a total team effort, and, you know, guys really responded well.
And that they did. It was a lot of fun to watch, just watching the score go up and up. But put that great win aside, you know, you go into round two back at home against Gainesville. It was a battle, hard game. Gainesville is a great team. What did you learn, you know, just in general from how your team still – I mean, it was a tough game, but really they never looked – the score really to me had – a lot less than the game. The game felt up until, you know, a little bit after halftime, it felt that it was still back and forth, but they were still able to, you know, play good football. So how do you feel about the performance, you know, of the team and making it to the second round?
Yeah, I mean, you know, going into the second round, we're back at home at Glenn County Stadium facing Gainesville, who is a tremendous team. They have a really talented team. You know, we knew it was going to be a challenge for us. You know, I think for a quarter and a half, our guys really played really good football, and you know, we're really doing a good job on the lines of scrimmage. We were tackling well. You know, they have some explosive playmakers on their offense with their running back and receivers, and they utilize their tight ends really well. A big offensive line. And then, you know, defensively, they got, you know, probably one of the best defenses I've seen in high school football, and with their defensive front and their linebacking core, with their secondary as well. So we knew that was going to be a challenge going into that week. There's a lot to learn from that game, and moving forward, you know, we're going to have to utilize what we're going to learn from at that game, you know, about composure, about, you know, making sure we're doing the right things. And, you know, that's something that we're going to have to fix. And that is a, you know, that's going to be a key thing moving into the off season. And I think that the biggest thing is, you know, you got to keep your composure. I think that's the biggest thing during the game. You got to win with class and you got to lose with class. And I know a lot of coaches don't speak about how to lose. I don't think I talked to a coach that talks to their team about how to lose, but you've got to lose with class. And we got to represent our school and our community in the right way. And I think that, you know, that's a big thing that we're going to have to learn moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, it all around, you know, not the ending that I'm sure you were hoping for, but all around, you know, the season, there was a lot of positives out of it. And, you know, it's just because it ended in not the way everybody wanted doesn't mean that it was, you know, it was still an amazing season. You know, every season, some players take massive steps forward. There are also, you know, a few guys who are going to make huge strides this year. Who are some of the guys that, you know, you would say, you know, not seniors, but some of the younger guys that really did take that leap this year into where you see them being in a leadership role next year?
Yeah, I mean, well, it was like I said, there's so many positives and so many things to highlight from the season. You know, there's a lot of great players that are coming back that are not graduating. And, you know, some of them guys, you know, you talk about our running back core. I think they really took the next step forward.
Yeah, they did.
Those guys, Josiah and Nigel and Brody contributing, I think those guys did a really good job. You know, some of our younger offensive linemen stepped up. You know, some of them guys have been playing since their 10th grade year, so this junior season was just some more experience that they can add on. You know, one guy that I haven't even talked about, and I know he's graduating, is Hezekiah. You know, mm-hmm. Kent, you know, just a tremendous player, you know, that we're definitely going to miss. Played a lot of football here, did everything we asked him to do, whether it was being attached as a tight end or a wildcat quarterback or split out wide, played a little defense. You know, he did everything we asked him to do, and, you know, I think he's going to do well, and, you know, we wish him the best in his future as well. But some more of the younger guys we're talking about, you know, Raheem McCaster is a guy that comes to my mind who we played at corner. He's a guy that, you know, is going to develop this offseason. He came in a lot and played for us. Samir Dobbins, Zion Rankin's back. Waseem Murray is another guy, you know, mm-hmm. He's played a lot of football for us. Israel Henry is another guy. So there's a lot of pieces, you know, that are coming back. Chosen Owens will be a senior next year on the defensive line. You know, those guys come to mind right now. Antoine Thomas, Trent Lee, you know, at our linebacking core. So definitely really, really proud of those guys. Ben Wisniewski is another guy. You know, he stepped into a role this year at outside linebacker for us. And, you know, the development in this offseason is going to be huge for all those guys.
Yeah. Real quick before this next question, I wanted to remind everyone that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, so besides these younger guys, you know, we've talked about some seniors and some of the younger guys, but just in general, as a class and whole, what will you remember the most about this group and the legacy that they're leaving behind at Brunswick High School?
I mean, not only like we talked about before with the three region championships or the three city championships, but I think it's just the memories with these guys. You know, you can go back and look at these games, and, you know, but I think it's just even more, it's the times at practice, the relationships you build with the players. I think that's huge, and they're just not for 4 years that they're here; they're lifelong relationships. I think that's really great to build and to have that connection with the guys, and you know, that the memory that, you know, these guys also, not only on the football field, but they've done a tremendous job in the community. You know, going out to elementary schools, or whether it's reading across the curriculum, going to visit these schools, or just opening car doors at elementary schools and just being you know, role models, and you know, we want to have a positive outlook for our younger generation, so that you know they can look up to us and you know, be in the stands cheering us on Friday yep. nights, but also have a connection with our players as well.
Yeah, and when you are in, you know, in the game, the players, and it takes a lot more than just the players to not just play, but you know, to form a good all-around football team. Your coaching staff this year has been phenomenal all season long. Talk about them a little bit and just the work they put in and how important they were to this year's success.
Yeah, I think, you know, our coaching staff is, as a whole, has done a really good job of teaching our guys. You know, we got some really good teachers, you know, that coach football. And I think that's awesome to see, you know, just the work that they put in and the dedication to the program. You know, just everybody's responsible for their duties and doing what they're supposed to do. And I think that, you know, the coaching staff did an amazing job this year. Once again, city champs, region champs, making a playoff run. And, you know, the time and effort that they put in and the sacrifices, not only that they make, but their families make.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our coaches spend a lot more time around, you know, the Brunswick High football team than most of their families get to spend time. Mm-hmm. So the sacrifices that they make and their families, I think that is tremendous to say that how much they care about these kids and this team and this school, and the effort they put forward. But I'm really proud of all of those guys and the effort they put in. I appreciate them. They don't get enough credit.
And finally, Coach, one last question. What is your message to the players, the families, and just the Brunswick High Pirate community as we officially close the book on this season and start looking forward to the next season?
Yeah, I mean, once I want to say thank you to all the support, you know, all the fans that came out to the games and support us, even we're on the road and they're listening in on the radio. But I think that, you know, there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of positives from the season and the senior class we're going to miss greatly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just thankful for all the support. And, you know, I think it means a lot to the kids. And, you know, this senior class is going to go out, you know, like I said, three-time city champ, three-time region champ, you know, made the playoffs every single year they were in high school. And the legacy that they're going to leave is you know, going to be great, you know, for those guys and the memories that they've made.
Well, Coach, that was great. Thank you for joining us. And thank you to everyone for joining us this season. This has been the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us right back here next season. I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.